Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me you're having an awesome, a fabulous, a super fantastic day, evening, or afternoon, depending on where you are. The reason is because no matter what you're looking at right now, I know you're looking around. If you're driving, keep your hand on the wheel, okay? But no matter what's going on in your life, we will go through ups and downs. We will go through a season of we're not really knowing what's going on. But the thing about it, so many people say over and over that they pain, guess what, actually led them to their purpose. The things they hurt so bad inside that they were able to empower somebody else that they actually can have their dreams met, that they actually can, you know, start their business, write a book, write a play, be a speaker to empower somebody else. That's what we're here to do. Our purpose is not for us. I know some people are like, what are you talking about? Yes, the things that we do is to help other people that they can actually have a fulfilled life. And everybody, and I can, yeah, most everybody have a different definition of that. But the key is we are brothers, guess what, and sisters keepers. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We help you shine your light to the world. And your light is your goals, your dreams, your purpose, your destiny, the reason you were born, the things that keep you up all night, okay? That's what we do here, to help you shine that message and shine to the world. Amen. My team messing with me. So they said to me, you know, it's getting to the point that they give me the question of the day right when I get on the air. So I can't say I'm not going to do this one. Isn't that? I love them, though. My sister. But anyway, we love you here at Good Deeds. First of all, we want to thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be here with us, to support us and the things that we actually have on our plate, the things that we have burning inside. You're always there. So thank you for that. The question for the day, because we got a powerhouse in the house, and you know I have my pen and paper because I love to glean from others. I love to learn because I know I don't know everything. I know I don't. I'm a forever learner, okay? I'm teachable and coachable, so I just love it, love it. But the question for Dr. Renee is, it's interesting because this question goes way into my medical side. But then they sent the B part to the question. The first question was for Dr. Sunday, with you being a board certified anesthesiologist, I'm paraphrasing to protect the person's identity. How do you go from that to the same day you may be doing media, the same day you may be preaching, the same day you may be publishing a book, the same day you may be doing a nonprofit event or just helping my fellow brother or sister? So pretty much I get those questions all the time of what we consider to be balance and how we supposed to actually help other people and have consistency in a thing, okay? Yeah. So I answer the question, you know, I'm going to be transparent, right? The thing is, as I said earlier, the people around me make me look good. Of course, first, God. Number two is my team, my graphics, website people, the people that critique my stuff and say, don't do that. You know, the editors, the people that do, you know, all the book covers and critique my stuff, okay? Before we send out, I am a great visionary, but you know, we as visionaries, we have a great vision, but we have to have somebody around us, amen, to make sure it get implemented and implement it, with consistency. We need to be authentic, and guess what? We actually need to be able to be to tell somebody else the story and don't be on a pedestal. Because y'all know, people say, you sure you're a doctor? Yes, I am. But I enjoyed life. I liked laughing. So anyway, of course, me and the person had a whole dialogue, and we went so many different ways. The key is, when you're in your passion, whatever you're doing, from being a speaker, from being a best-selling author, being a coach, being a hair care professional, being a mechanic, you have to seek your destiny. You have to be a forever learner, like I said earlier. And you always have to be able to collaborate and help somebody else, okay? That's the key. If you help somebody else, money is not going to be the problem, okay? Because money going to what? Run you down. Y'all know, y'all been listening to me for a while. But you know, I love it. If you have a question, please don't hesitate. If I don't know the answer, guess what? Google is my friend. YouTube is my friend. And I'm going to actually try to, I'm going to walk it out, like I say. I'm going to actually do the research and do my due diligence in the thing. Amen? Amen. We're going to see that with an amen, okay? But let's get into this amazing, wonderful young lady we have in the studio. I mean, I just love it when I interview other speakers, other best-selling authors, Christian empowerment coach. I just love it because, you know what? They always be talking to me about something. But, you know, the thing is, you need to be in a place that you can actually receive. So no matter who's talking, I mean, look at nature. The trees are telling you something. The birds telling you something. You see what I'm getting at? So the thing about it is you have to be open to actually receive from somebody else. Because, you know, you don't know everything. Okay. I'm going to stop playing. But we want to welcome this amazing Crystal Day. She's a speaker. She's a best-selling author. She's a Christian empowerment coach. You know, so many other things that we didn't even say because I like, you know what I do? I like the other people to say the amazing things that, and I'm going to say it because this is what it is, that God has put in their life. We want to welcome none other than the amazing, the phenomenal, the world changer herself, Crystal Day. Are you there? Hello? Are you there, sweetheart? Unmute your phone. Okay. Are you there, Crystal?
Hello? Yes, I'm
all
here.
Right. We got you on two lines. So I'm like, hey, hallelujah. The team said we got home a double thing. Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm even greater being here.
Amen. I just love it. You know. I said, the team said that you on two lines. I said, this lady got it going. She got two lines going on. But tell us, let's get this going because I just love you. Listen to your voice and the amazing things that God has done for you. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing thing that's going on in your life.
Okay, well, again, I'm Crystal Day, and I'm from the beautiful island of Jamaica. And I'm a Christian empowerment coach for life and business. And I'm a speaker. I'm a 2-time best-selling author. I'm a minister. I'm a mother of Princess Crystal. And I'm just passionate about walking out this purpose that God has given me.
Wow. You heard what she said? The purpose that's for her. Amen. Ooh, girl, Crystal, you're going to start something in here. So tell us, let's dive a little deeper in this because you just holding on back. I know you're holding back. So tell us about this journey as a best-selling author.
All right. So, again, because I'm from the island, I grew up in the inner city of Kingston, Jamaica. And for me, I grew up, I realized there are far more poverty-stricken people than I was, but growing up, I felt like it was the worst. Just, you know, having the experience of sleeping on the ground, not being able to get lunch money to go to school, wearing one uniform for the whole year. I lived in a community that there were a lot of gunshots. You had to sleep on the ground when war is going on. So I've experienced, looking back, you smile because you realize it actually has toughened me up for this calling that God has given me. But at the time, you just wanted to get out. And I give God thanks for the parents that I had because they instilled education, the value of education in me and my siblings. And this value, this education, I was very bright. I was a scholar because I knew the only way out of the inner city for me would have been through education. And that's how it started. You know, I was involved in everything, cheerleading. I used to play soccer. I used to run. And, you know, you just had this passion for life. And just seeing the young ladies, most of the young ladies in the community that I grew up in, had babies at 16 years of age, many of them didn't complete school, and I wanted to change that. I think that's always been my biggest dream. I made a different choice of not pursuing that life of, you know, having teenage pregnancy and all of that. And I knew that one day I would want to go back and also just offer that hope to many of the young ladies.
Wow, that's a great motivation that you do. You know, I hate to ask something very sensitive because I actually, people ask me this a lot because I grew up in poverty. And of course, not on the level of, you know, it's different degrees of poverty, okay? But and I hear people say this all the time, but I want to get your take on it. If you did grow up in poverty and that's all you saw, what was that inner glow, I'll call it, that was inside to help you to continue to pursue being forward? Because I think, and this is my opinion, this is what we miss in our teens and a lot of the and people that's in poverty. And, you know, I've been there, so I can talk from experience. But what do you think that we're missing because you've done it and I've done it? But what's your take on that? Of how, even though that's what you see growing up every day, you see what I'm getting at? How do you turn that switch or get that better development of something better to come?
All right. I would say my parents were very helpful in that, in terms of my dad especially. He would always kind of be trying to protect us from, you know, not seeing some of the things that were really going on in our communities and stuff. And he would just always tell me that I'm special and there's more for me to do. And I think that was a push for me. But also, I really do believe that God has kind of placed a greatness in all of us. I think all of us know that there is more to this life. But I think some of us just choose to take a courageous path to actually walk looking forward to that. I think many of us, I mean, I look at many friends that I even grew up with, they knew, like, we would talk and they knew that there was more for them, but there was just this fear of wondering, can I really achieve this? There's just so much fear, like, can I really get this? Or should I even, like, there's also another feeling of, you know, like I don't deserve better. You know, this is my reality and I don't deserve better. And I'm sure there are eras in my life that I felt like that, but there's also, for the most part, I felt like, you know, I am working hard to not settle for this. And also, you had mentioned you asked earlier, how did all of that get into becoming an author? I really just think that I had a passion for writing, and when I gave my life to the Lord, I didn't choose to write a book. He said, write a book because women need to know that there's purpose in them. Women need to know that I'm calling them out for bigger. And it was just me, just from the Holy Spirit, just writing, just sharing that with other women.
Wow. I love it. So in regards of the empowerment coaching that you do, tell us how that actually, you know, how you really stepped out and did that, and the different things, the different ways that women can actually be a part of your empowerment coaching.
Okay. All right. When I started, so I'm in Jamaica. So initially I had no clue about branding. I didn't even know what a blog was. When the Lord, and I tell people, like, God is real. Like I didn't grow up in a family where my parents were Christians. We know that there was a God, but I didn't grow up in a church. Like, I'm so not church. So when I started to develop this relationship with Christ, and he's telling me, I started to share, you know, my testimony and, oh, God delivered me from promiscuity. I started to feel I experienced sexually abused and, you know, things like that. And first, I just saw my social media just, I started to get speaking engagements. These are things that I did not pursue, like, what's going on. And it got to the point where the Lord said, start a blog. And I'm like, okay, what blog? And I research, and everything is found online. And as he revealed it to me, you know, write a book, keep a conference, do workshops for the girls in my community. And I started to do just be obedient in the little things. And as I was obedient in the little things, you know, more opportunities were open. You know, I started to get invited to speak overseas on blogs and things like that. No, he said coaching. No, I didn't know what coaching was, to be honest. I'm like, okay, so I spent hours just researching coaching schools. To be honest, initially, because the exchange rate for Jamaican to U.S. is like $100, so it was a bit expensive, but I believed in this vision. I believed that I needed to help women. I needed to live a life bigger than me. Like, yes, I at 24 years of age, I bought my first home. I had my daughter. I completed my degree. And to the world, I seemed successful. But what was missing was me helping people, That was what I realized purpose is about. And I got into coaching, and I started to just coach, you know, persons first, my friends initially, and then my friends would recommend friends, and they would recommend friends. And it's just really to help them to see bigger as I share my story with them, and to just kind of help them to tap into their potential. And after I wrote the book, then the Lord told me I need to get into publishing. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know. What do you mean publishing? And then no. So currently, I really do focus a lot on helping Christians. I mean, I do work with non-Christians, but I'm passionate about especially Christians to realize that we all have a story. All our stories are intertwined. We all need each other. So I help them to write books. I help them to become speakers. I help them to build a brand without compromising their faith, because that was important for me, ensuring that I don't, you know, I remember that this is all about Him. It's all about God and what He has called me to do. So I help them to get unstuck. If you have a vision, who can I partner with you to help you to get, to propel you into the purpose and to the potential that God has called you to do?
Man, I love it. I love it. Because a lot of times, and I think, see how God do it? I didn't know I was having that question, and I answered the way I did. Sometimes a lot, and I have to, it's to a certain extent. I think I really, and I'll be transparent here, I don't think I have nurtured that gift a lot, I'll say the best word, in my own life. But I can think of something real quick now. I'm a visionary. I can really, especially I'm in meditation and stuff like that. But a lot of times, like you do so wonderfully, Crystal, you take that vision when people have that idea for the or their book, you take that and you actually put it into publication. Then you go to the next level, like you said, and making them have a speaking platform. Because as a publisher, well, me and Crystal can tell you, after you sell your first 200 books to the people you know, you got to have actually, you should have a strategy before the book is actually completed, to be honest. But you got to have a strategy to monetize from there. And I love it how you help people speak with that, and I just love it, because you know we got to get those stories out. The amazing thing that you do when you go back to Jamaica and wherever you go international, that you help other people walk in their destiny. So we gonna salute you for that, first of all, for doing that.
Thank you.
And then the next thing I wanna, let me ask you this. I just love, and the listeners know I love when people have names of their business. And you're amazing that God has given you is Daylight International Limited. I love it. And you know, her last name is Day, and then she got, I just love it. And I want to ask this in regards, first of all, are you taking clients now? And how much do you want people to kind of have together? Because sometimes you kind of got to have a little bit of, at least an idea, I guess we'll say it that way. But how much will it actually, in regards, we need to kind of have in our mind or have written down or have recorded that we actually can, that you can actually help us when we obtain our, your services, that we can actually continue to move forward.
Okay, all right. It's funny because Daylight International, from I was about 13 years of age, I remember I got that name, that one day I would have a company named Daylight. I didn't know Daylight what, but I knew it was going to be Daylight, you know. And it's, I keep hearing it's saving time, and it was a pun because the Lord is saying it's time for us. I must help people to save time to get things done in, you know, and they don't have to go through the long process of learning that I went through, but I went through it so I can help them to save time and get their things done quickly. But it's also saving time in terms of saving souls, because when you write about Dr. Sunday, whether you want to accept, I know that you want to save people's souls, because that's what the Great Commission is. We share our story, not because we want people in our business, but because we want to help persons to get closer to God and to help them to walk in their purpose too. And you said it earlier that when you walk in your purpose and I work into my purpose, then somebody else will be activated in their purpose. So that's the idea of what the company, the mission and the vision of the company. And I, in terms of one of the things that I realized, because I asked the Lord, why do I have to work with Christians mostly? Because to be honest, many times Christians, and it's not a bash, but many times they don't want to invest, right? They think that, okay, God is going to just drop things from the sky. And that's something that I struggled with initially when I started a business, because I realized I spent so much money to publish my book and they don't want to pay. So I was like, Lord, are you sure? Can I just work with anybody? But one of the things with Christians, I would tell them, one, be prepared to do the work. It's not just about writing a book. It's about being vulnerable enough to share your story, being knowledgeable and wise enough to know that, okay, as Dr. Renee said earlier, it's not just about writing a book, but then after the first 200 copies sold, then what is next? So many, I would say, come with an open mind to bigger. Come with don't come with an attitude like, okay, I'm just going to do this because I'm just going to do this sake. No, come with an attitude that, listen, I don't know what God says in his word, exceedingly abundantly, and I'm open to exceedingly abundantly. Now, regarding when I work with book coaching clients, most of them come to me, they don't even know what the name of the book is. And this is why I do the book coaching, because they can come, as long as you know that you're ready to help somebody with your story, then they come to me. We will work out the name of the book. We work everything from scratch. That's what coaching is about, helping you to get the vision out. But you have to be willing to do the work. It's not okay, Crystal is going to write the book for you. You can hire a ghostwriter if you want. But even hiring a ghostwriter, I mean, you still have to have an idea and you have to be prepared to put in the work, put in the prayer, because this is warfare. Don't expect that you're going to write a book and it's going to go peachy perfect. So the first thing, for example, you say you want the book to be out the 20th of February, and you see the 20th of February coming and it's not coming through, it doesn't mean that you're throwing the towel. Come with a vigilant mind to say, listen, it's warfare, and I have to get my message out there because it's bigger than me. There's a young girl that's waiting for this story. There's a young man that needs this story. Do you understand? So I work with persons from scratch, as long as they are willing to do the work, they are diligent, and they are submissive to what the Holy Spirit will lead them to do.
Now, you have said it. That's it right there. I mean, whoo, hallelujah. You're going to make me just go in. That's amazing. I love that. Because we do need people with in the gift of, like what you just said, in regards to book coaching. Because sometimes, you know, people we just don't know. And then, like I said earlier, you always have to have that servant heart or the teachable spirit, the uncoachable, that you really receive from someone that has been there. And like you said, girl, it's just, I have to tell you, every time I have a book, it's like I'm literally in the operating room having another baby. Because yeah. Even with Actually, every book that I released, I've actually felt like I had contractions. And I know that. Don't y'all send me those letters saying I need to go to mental health. I mean, really, you feel the pain. You feel the things that people say you make look so easy. You got to make sure you have things in place. And things will come. But the thing is, you know what I always say, you got to don't stop. Get it. You got to get it. Because somebody's life will be much better because you actually stepped out and did what God put on your heart.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. Well, Crystal, do me a favor. Tell, time go by so quick here. Man, it's almost time. Tell us anything that I may have missed because we were talking so good there. Tell us anything that we may have missed. And then also, please tell us how we can support you in the things that you do and how we can actually contact you and support you on social media as well.
Okay. All right. In terms of social media, you can go on my website first, www.crystalday.com, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, day with an E-D-A-Y-E.com. And when you go on my website, I have like tons of freebies. I have ebooks, I have devotionals, I have branding guides, cheat sheets. I have so many things that I wish that I had when I just started. I've spent time to really invest in helping persons to get started with everything. So you can go on my website and go on freebie page. You can literally download many resources that would help you on your journey spiritually, but also in your business and in your purpose, to walk into your purpose. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as Crystal SD, Crystal SD. I'm always on our Daylight International. You can choose any of whatever my business or my personal pages. Always follow me and just send me your love. In terms of what would I say, one of the things I would love your listeners to know, as you all, and I was listening to quite a few of your interviews before for the past couple of weeks, of listening to other persons that you have interviewed, and what I realize that this platform gives us is that everybody comes on it, we come with a passion. We come with a passion to help this world, to help this others. And I want persons that are out there, if you feel like, okay, I really don't know where to start, but I know that I want to help even one person, I'm here to support you in just what you just need to have the desire to help one person, and that's where I get my passion and my kick from, to help you to get to that one person, whoever that person is. And in terms of I'm passionate about speaking, and I've been, I've been on a lot of local in Jamaica. I've been all over in Jamaica and a few places overseas, but my biggest desire is to really to even get to more international speaking engagement, because I know Jamaica is known for, football, and we know for weed, and we know for dancing, but I want people to know that Jamaicans are also God-fearing people, and I want to share that message of hope to persons international to help Jamaica to be on the map for that also.
Girl, you ain't went in on that. I just love it. You did oh, God. Ooh, you about to make me run. First of all, we want to thank you so much for being in your purpose. And we want to thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule of being here with us on Good Deeds. And if you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us. But thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This is such an amazing, and I look forward to hearing more Jamaicans calling you and wanting to speak on your platform too.
Well, I love it, because you know, everybody says this probably when you meet them, but we love your cuisine. You know, in Atlanta, so many restaurants try, but you know, I like going to the restaurants. When you get there, you got to go early because the food will sell out every day. Wow. So are you in Jamaica? That's where you reside now, in Jamaica?
Yes, yes. I'm in Jamaica. No, oh, I do travel quite often because my stepdad lives in Florida. So a lot of times, probably like 3 or 4 times for the year, I'll go visit because my sisters and stuff are in Florida. But for the most part, I live in Jamaica.
Oh, God. So I have somebody to visit. Okay. Amen.
Yeah. And somebody to take
Amen.
You around.
Well, we'll have to talk later. Okay, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I know international, y'all listening, but, you know, I just love, oh, as much as I love the making food, I need to get the real stuff, okay? But
you
thank you
it,
so
though.
Much, sweetheart. People have inboxed me and texted me saying today, just love your energy that you really are passionate of what you're doing. And we just thank God for you. And God just really has started stirring up your gifts. So as Ephesians 3:20, we speak that over your life in Jesus' name, sweetheart.
Hallelujah. I receive it. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. And thank you again for being here with us on Good Deeds.
All right. So we talk soon. Thank you again.
All right. You're welcome. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, I love it, I love it. I told y'all we were international, okay, amen. But anyway, this is beautiful woman of God. Please, please, this replay will be ready very shortly. Ms. Crystal Day, all her information will be on our social media, our website, and our email list. She's amazing. She's amazing. I love it. I love her energy. But the thing I want you to remember, you have that energy inside too. You got to tap into it, you know. It's good to have a coach. It's good to have mentors. It's good to be around people that's going to push you, that's going to be a catalyst to push you forward in your journey and your purpose in life. You know, if you want to actually be a guest here on Good Deeds with us, please get in contact with us. If you want your own radio show, we can actually help you with that as well. If you want to host some of the events that we do, God has shifted me into another arena of Him. So a lot of the stuff I'm doing, I got to delegate and delegate it well. Amen. So we have a lot of opportunities coming up with that. And then we do have the TV show. And if you want to be a guest or advertise with any of those platforms, please don't hesitate to get in contact with us. And you know we got that magazine. Be a subscriber. You can advertise your products and services with that. You can write an article. Okay, writers. Opportunity. Okay. Okay, but, you know, we have to learn to be able to invest in ourselves, right? You know, we're going to have some amazing people that's going to grace the cover. So we need to make sure that we're around the right people because you never know who's going to read that magazine, right? So also we have the publishing company. You know, I always say get that book out, get it out, get it out. And we also have a nonprofit organization called Sunday Foundation, where we help people take care of basic necessities that we take for granted. You know what we're talking about, food, clothing, and shelter. And then also we have a mentorship program and an educational piece that goes with that. And if you're a social worker or any facilitator of helping people get assistance in their home, contact us. That's kind of what we work with in the hospital. We help people that, you know, if you got to get help. So we actually do that, and we do it confidentially, okay? So we want you to remember that you do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. You got to do the three things. You got to believe. You got to trust. And guess what? You got to walk that thing out. And you got to say it with me. Don't stop. You got to get it, get it. I know you were saying it. And you got to get your purpose and get your purpose now. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.